You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Friday was a day of demonstrations on the Central Coast, with students walking out of class to join young people around the world in an international climate strike, and local nurses picketing for better working terms in San Luis Obispo and Templeton. All day Friday, dozens of nurses lined Santa Rosa Street near Sierra Vista Hospital. Many passing cars honked in support of the nurses. Sherry Stoddard has worked as a registered nurse for the past 32 years in San Luis Obispo. She retired this summer but remains on the board of directors of the California Nurses Association. Her colleagues are in contract negotiations with Tenet Healthcare Corporation, which operates Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center and Twin Cities Community Hospital.
We're out here today because we need to get a good contract that's going to recruit and retain nurses. We need as many nurses as we actually need to do the optimal patient care. We need nurses to be able to get breaks. They need to not have so much mandatory call that they can't work safely. That's the kind of contract that we need. This is about patient care.
Stoddard says it was a coincidence that their walkout fell on the same day of the climate strike. By law, they had to give a 10-day notice that they were going to be striking. A Tenet spokesperson says corporate management is disappointed the union took the strike action and that they will, quote, continue to negotiate in good faith in hopes of resolution. Here's Stoddard again.
We're hoping to go back to the table. We're hoping that this kind of energy of nurses being motivated to really make a fair contract happen will also motivate the employer to come back with something that will help bring nurses in and keep nurses at the bedside.
Meanwhile, in communities across the Central Coast, students took part in Friday's climate strike. In San Luis Obispo, KCBX News asked people at a Cal Poly demonstration why they turned out for the strike.
I mostly just wanted to be on the right side of history. I don't want to have to look at my children someday or my grandchildren someday and say I had the perfect opportunity to speak my mind and try and at least do something about this issue. I don't want to look at them and say I did nothing.
I am here because I think that collective activism can really show people how important things are when it's communal and you see how many people care, and then that can cultivate change.
I think it's a very important issue that will definitely affect every future generation to come, and I think it's kind of coming down to the wire, and it's us to try and get politicians and lawmakers into action and do something before it's too late.
For me, it's not a big decision to give up a class time or get an absence just so that I can advocate for my future and future generations so that they can live happily and healthily in the beautiful planet that we're blessed to live on.
The more people that show up and the more people that are making it a conversation, I think the faster things will change.
That was Ryan Cooper, Abigail Craig, Tommy Gray, Sierra Wenberg-Smith, and Gavin Sakamoto. Area environmental and social justice groups are planning another strike on Friday, September 27th. That's taking place at 5 p.m. at the downtown San Luis Obispo Courthouse. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.